Natural stone surfaces for kitchens and bathroom countertops and even floors have been the popular choice for several years. Their durability and attractive look really make them a good choice.
They're also high on the list of must-haves for home buyers, so they do make a good investment as well. But to keep them looking as great as they did the day they were installed, they do need some specific care. Here to tell us about that is Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Great to be back.
So these stone countertops are super popular. They're very durable, but even though the stone is somewhat indestructible, they need a lot of care to stay clean.
They do, and I have just a couple disclaimers. First of all, I love natural stone.
Yep.
It's my first choice over all the other alternatives. And second of all, I don't actually care if it gets a little dinged up, beat up, or stained, because I sort of like when that natural patina gets worked over time.
But so you kind of consider that like charm and character.
I mean, you know, my wife has dragged me through enough antique stores looking for that 100-year-old marble that's got all that character in it. And I'm just like, aren't those stains? One man's stain is another man's character. But I do understand that not everyone goes for that, and they do want to protect their natural stone, and there's reasons to do it. So the first thing you want to think about with natural stone is you should seal it. You're going to want to actually put a sealer into the stone, and that's going to help it stand up to things like stains from wine and coffee and such.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen some cool technologies that I think might be coming where there's actually a sealer put on at the fabricator.
Right.
And they claim it's a permanent seal, something you'll never have to do again. I think that will, you know, remains to be seen. But certainly the idea is that they can get a much better seal there when they are fabricating the stone than you can at your house when you're rubbing it on in, your, say, your kitchen. Because it is something, if you do seal this stone, it is something that you need to do on a regular basis.
Right.
Once a year, maybe, twice a year, three or four times a year, depending on what type of stone you
have. And also depending on the color of the stone.
Yeah, I mean, white marble, right?
Mm-hmm.
So soft, and if you really like that white look and you want to protect it, that's something that you might actually have to seal maybe four times a year to sort of keep it as pristine as you originally got it.
Well, and I think it's interesting. You see white marble countertops so many times on like a woman's cosmetic vanity, which is the worst place for it, because how many times do you spill blushes or eyeshadows or things that are so pigmented?
That happens to us all the time.
Well, yes, I know. I'm looking at your beautiful makeup jobs today. But, you know, given that, if I do spill something on a natural surface, what really is the best way to clean it up other than like immediately?
Well, immediately is obviously the easy answer. But if it does stain and if it does penetrate, you're probably going to be going with something like a limestone poultice, where you're actually going to be making this layer. It's sort of a thick, pasty layer. You're putting it down, and it's sitting on the surface for a couple to 3 days. And what it's doing is it's absorbing the stain up and out of the stone. And then you wipe it clean, and then you want to reseal that surface as quickly as possible.
And you can't just spot seal. You've got to do the entire surface, correct?
You really should be. I mean, these are porous materials.
Right.
So it always behooves you to seal the entire surface.
Well, there's going to be areas where the stain is maybe not quite that obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you pull it all out together, you're more likely to get an even finish when you're done. But again, as you said, you've got to reseal after that because you're essentially taking off some of that finish through this process of drawing that stain out.
Right, right. And the other thing to keep in mind is the best offense is a good defense. If you can avoid getting the stains on there in the first place, that's really the way to go. So think about using things like coasters and trivets, things that will keep those stains off of that natural stone. There's a lot of good ways to protect your countertops that, you know, aren't sealing them. And if you can avoid putting the hot pots on them, the grease, the ketchup and stuff like that, spilling the wine and the coffee, you'll be better off. If that does happen, get them up right away.
Mm-hmm. And what about just day-to-day care? I feel like there's so many different rulings on this. You know, don't use bleach, just soap and water, dry it immediately.
Quite honestly, soap and water seems to me to be the best recommendation. If you use something that is strong and acidic, it's not going to be a good idea. If you use something, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to use the bathroom cleaners. I don't think that's a good idea either. They tend to be abrasive. You don't want to do anything that will etch the stone. You don't want to do anything that will scratch the stone. Some of these stones, like marble and travertine, can actually scratch very easily. So soap and water is a great way to clean these stones up. Great safe way.
So stone countertops are beautiful. They're strong. They need a little care and maintenance. much like Leslie.
I like the beautiful and strong part.
Just a little. Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House, thank you so much for stopping by The Money Pit.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.